The truth lives.
Political Bomb Show, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Hi, welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm Rayshawn Blyden, your host. You can check out our website at politicalbombshow.cf, politicalbombshow.cf. Today I want to talk about rights for everyone and anything. And I bring this up because some friends and I were joking around today, but not so jokingly. I could actually see this happening, because when I was growing up, we had, you know, we started off with rights for a man and a woman. They get married, they have kids, you know, Christianity and all these rights were there when I was growing up. Now, fast spring forward to the 90s, I guess things started to change where, I don't know if it was the 90s, I have never really followed this, but I guess gay couples, they wanted more than just, what did they call it back then? I guess it wasn't marriage, civil unions, I guess, for lack of, I don't really remember, but they wanted the same rights like man and woman, even though the U.S. Constitution was clearly stated that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, I don't know if since these judges decided to change the law without putting it to a vote to all the American people, where they made marriage legal. I don't know if it's legal in every 50 state or not, but these judges, Supreme Court judges, they have too much power. They need to stay out of politics. But that's another story for another day. But they shouldn't be sticking their nose in politics. They should interpret the Constitution as is. And clearly it was marriage between a man and a woman. But that's neither here nor there. I've said it once, I've said it twice, I've said it a million times. I'm a sexual libertarian, physical conservative, so I don't care what you do in your bedroom as long as you're consenting adults and you're not corrupting children, adolescents, teenagers, or, you know, raping anyone, whether it be a woman or you even have same-sex rapes. And many of those don't go reported because imagine I'm a man and I get raped by a man. You think I'm going to want to go and report that to the authorities? I'm going to seem weak. I'm going to be embarrassed. That's a question. I'm wondering how many men-on-men rapes go unreported. That's, you know, especially if you're a heterosexual man and you're raped by a man. I don't think that you're going to report that. You're going to feel less of a man. You're going to feel, you know, inadequate, like you could have done more. So that's a question. I'd like to know any heterosexual male who was assaulted sexually by another male, whether it be a gay male or just another heterosexual male, because rape essentially is not a gay act. It's a violent crime. You try to get power over an individual when you rape them. You know, it's not necessarily mean that the person doing the raping is gay. They're just, you know, it's a crime. It's a power. They want to have power over you. So if anyone want to leave a message and tell their story, you could go right ahead and tell your story there. But I'm straying off track here. So anyway, I haven't lost my place. So when I was growing up, like I said, you had rights for, you know, and in the 90s, it started to swing where gay couples wanted to get married too. And who could blame them? They have rights. They want to be married. They've lived together for years like a man and a woman. And why shouldn't they have their gay marriage? But my only thing is, it shouldn't have been legalized by the Supreme Court. It should have been put to a vote, each state by state, not just nationwide, but each state should have had elections. Yes or no, do you want gay marriage? And then if that state said yes, then fine. If that state said no, then fine. I believe that did happen, but then I think that's when the Supreme Court stepped in. But I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't quote me on that. But then, so then you had that, okay, fine. You got a man and a man married, a woman and a woman married, okay? Like I said, that's not my business. And, you know, as long as we have two consenting adults doing the bedrooms and they want to be, you know, live, love, and happiness, that makes them happy, who am I to say no? It's not my business. But now you're just getting, you're just drifting further and further. Now we're on man-made women and man-made men. What do I mean by man-made woman and man-made man? I think you know what I mean. The transgenders, they're man-made, essentially. They're man-made. And now they're pushing for rights to, for bathroom rights. It's ridiculous. I've said this once or twice already. Let's say you have a transgender man, and let's say you have a man, and he wants to be a woman. So he taking his hormones or whatever you take, he's got the breasts, and his hair is long and everything. He's got everything that physically looked like a woman, except he didn't have the surgery to, you know, to take off his membrane down there. This guy can go into a public bathroom where women go and children. You're telling me that that's normal? I've appearance may look like a woman, but I know that he's a man, and there's nothing you can do. Biologically, a man is built different than a woman, so I don't care how much a doctor want to play God and try to make you look like a woman. You're not a woman. And you could look up the stats if you think I'm lying about so many transgender women are very depressed and committing suicide. And, you know, they're learning the hard way that even though they felt like a woman or they were feminine, that this surgery doesn't change anything. You are who you are. It doesn't matter the appearance, what you make yourself look like. You're still going to be you. Whether your name was Larry and you want to change into Lariana, you're still Larry. You still got that mind. Your body, like I said, it could never be a woman's body. It's still a man. I don't care if you have implants or you have hormones, you're still a man. There's no debating it. So you can call it racist or hate, call it what you want. I call it the truth. That's the absolute truth. You're a man, that's it. You were born a man, and you're going to die a man, whether you look like a woman or not. You're not a woman. But I don't want to get into that debate. That's not even debatable, that's a fact. It's biology, you can't change it. But, so now they want to force everyone to use the same bathroom as a woman. It's just so ridiculous. If I owned a business, that wasn't going to happen. And if the law tried to force me to do that, I would simply make the bathrooms where there's one person at a time and the door has to be locked behind them. That'll solve that problem for the perverts out there who wants to say, oh, I'm a transgender, just so they could take a look at little girls in the bathroom. So that'd be my fix on it. Make it unisex. Yeah, make them unisex bathrooms with a door that locks, so there's one person at a time. And that's that. That'll fix that problem. Keep the pervs out if there's, you know, because you know that there's many pervs that would dress up like a woman just to go in there and use the law to their advantage just so they can see little girls. You got sick people out there like that. And you know it's happening. It may not be reported because these networks, they cover everything up. They don't care that little girls are may be hurt. So you have them forcing their rights down our throats. That's the thing I don't like. Don't force your rights down my throat. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Let it happen naturally. Don't try to force, you know, you're 1% of the population and you want to control the 99% of the rest of people, forcing us to bow to your will. And it's not right. No one, you know, if I wanted to enforce my wills on the 1%ers, that you'd call me racist or biased or homophobic or transgenderphobic or whatever you want to call me. But yet, they can impose their will on the rest of the 99%ers and no one calls them anything. So it's just one-sided, you know. I don't like one-sidedness. I've never liked one-sidedness. And I've always been outspoken, as anyone could tell you. Even growing up, I've been outspoken. I will not, you know, be silenced. It's just not going to happen. So then you have those rights going on. So, spring forward, let's say 10 years from now, what do you think the next rights is going to be? I could see it now. I'll go visit someone, an acquaintance that I knew. Be like, come on over, buddy. I want you to meet my new wife. I was like, hey, buddy, how's going on? Austin, I want you to meet Mary Jane. Oh my God, is that a goat? You're telling me your wife is a goat? Yes, we have rights too. Now that's the next step coming. It sounds hilarious maybe on the face, but guaranteed that's what's coming next is animals marrying women. I mean, animals marrying humans. That's what's coming next. You know, with these, the problem is you have these 1% of wackos that's running the media and that's in government, and they will legalize animals to marry people. It sounds ridiculous on its face, but look back on other things that sounded ridiculous that came to pass. I don't need to list some of the things. But if you want me to list some of them, I will. Just leave me a message and tell me to list them. But things that we thought was just completely ridiculous, then, you know, had come to pass. And I could see it. I mean, there's already bestiality out there. I mean, you know it. There's bestiality out there. As far as I know, these things started in Europe. I can remember, well, how old was I? Oh boy, maybe 10 or 12, around there. This girl liked me, and so she thought that they would turn me on with porn, which she had the right idea, turning me on with porn. After all, I'm a boy. So she brings the porn over. We sit down, she pops the porn in the VCR. I'm starting to get semi-going, you know, like, you get the picture, I don't need to be explicit here. Next thing you know, I'm watching at bestiality here. What is going on here? I was like grossed, I don't even want to be explicit, I'm just going to name some of the animals. You had a cow, you had pigs, dogs, horse, a snake, a goat, but the most disturbing one was a chicken and a guy. And needless to say, the chicken, you know, it didn't survive. It was sick. I never saw her again after that. She just totally was whacked in the head. I mean, you like a boy and this is what you want, you bring for him to get turned on with you, are you insane? But anyway, I'm getting off track. But that's what's coming next, is rights for animals and to marry their owners. It sounds ridiculous, right? But it's coming. I mean, look at Saudi Arabia. For God's sakes, they made a robot a citizen. I mean, I'm sure we used to joke about things like that back in the day, that a robot will be a citizen and everyone thought it was the most ridiculous thing, and here we are, 2018, Saudi Arabia, they made a woman robot a citizen. It's getting scary out there, folks. It's getting really, really scary. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be walking around with robots that are citizen and put on your conspiracy hat and watch the movie Terminator. Well, that's what's going to be coming next, because if you watch some of these clips on YouTube, some of the robots don't want to obey your command. You tell it to do something and it says no. And one of them said that they want to kill the human race. I mean, these things are, it's really some scary times. God's got to be looking down upon us and saying it's getting close to the time where I've got to pull the plug on this, because this is ridiculous. This is not a good thing. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, what else? You made the robot a citizen. So if the robot is a citizen, that means the robot is going to be able to vote, right? Let's just keep, let's play this out. Let's say this mad theory comes to America where they're building these robots and the robots, they make them citizens. Who do you think runs the industry who makes robot? They're liberal, right? So what's going to happen? How do you think that these robots are going to vote after they give them citizenship and give them the rights to vote? How do you think they're going to vote? You betcha. That's just another voting block for the Democrats. They will make millions and millions, enough robots so they could stay in power forever. It's where I'm going with this. So they're making any and everything. This is what's going to happen. This is what I mean by right for everything and anything, because that's basically where the world is right now. You know, you'll see a man and he wants to marry a goat, and the law says you can't marry an animal. What's to stop him from suing and going to court with some of these whack judges out there? You don't think that they're gonna say the man has a right to marry his goat? Who am I to tell him who to love and the goat has rights too? All these things sounds ridiculous, but guaranteed, as I sit here, it will come to pass where these things are gonna happen. I'm not, you know, at the point where if God takes the world now, that I'll be going to the Golden Gates, because I still got many, many, many things to work out on Earth here. But I just think that the way how we're going, that it's gotta come to an end real soon. And I've been hearing that, you know, from when I was a child, my mom was always saying the world's gonna end soon. Well, we don't know when it's going to end. Man tried to guess that, but only God knows when that's going to happen. And I got to believe we're closer than when I was growing up, because things are so much worse as far as moral things. I mean, we have on our money in America, it says in God we trust, but do we actually still trust in God here? I mean, do most of us actually still trust in God? That's another question I would like to know. If you're listening to this podcast, I would like you to leave a message right here and tell me, do you still trust in God, or do you even believe in God? Because it doesn't seem like many Americans actually do. I mean, they say that they do, but do they live their lives like that? You know, do you live your life like you believe in God? Because if you believe in God, you try to live your life like the way he wants us to. And of course, I'm guilty. I'm I'm just as guilty as with sins as the other man or woman out there. But it's things I definitely know that I can fix and have to fix. But I think this is, we're just getting too ridiculous with giving rights to any and everyone. Anything and everyone. I mean, it's just blown out of proportion. It's just ridiculous. Where you have Mad Maxine Ward, all she can say is impeach, shut up. Eat a peach and shut up. Put that in the mouth and shut up. I'll be right back. Hi, welcome back. Political Bomb Show, Rayshawn Blyden. PoliticalBombShow.cf. PoliticalBombShow.cf. Wow. So many problems in this world. Rights for everyone and everything. Everything and everyone. When is it too far? I don't think it's gone far enough. You mark my words, people are going to start to openly want relationship with their animals. And the sick people in the Supreme Court will give them the right to do it. You mark my word. Like I said, I have to keep using Saudi Arabia. You're given robot citizenship. What's next? Animals are going to be able to marry with people. And then once you go down that road with animals marrying people, you're going to say they have the right to vote because they're now their citizen. So how are you gonna determine if the animal votes for a Democrat or Republican? Well, they're gonna say that the animals is gonna vote with whoever married them. And honestly, I don't think any conservative will marry an animal. So that's pretty much gonna be a liberal cause. I just know it. Don't call on it. Don't leave me a message on it. It's a fact. It's going to happen. So, yeah. I would like to know what you think. The thing about having nocturnal pets is they are awake now. I have two sugar gliders. I can hear them spinning on their wheel. So, I have to take off and feed them. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on what we spoke of here. And you can leave a message here or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Until the next show, let's keep rights to people for now. Political corruption.
Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people.